Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to see your lovely faces, those faces that shine the love of God. Hallelujah. Praise his name forever for the love of God. Amen. Let's stand this morning. This morning is going to be a little bit different of a service. Please keep Pastor Art lifted in your prayers. He is fighting off the flu right now. So this morning, we are going to just take our time in expressing our love to the one who loved us first. Amen? This is Valentine's Day, and we know that's all about the Eros love, the romantic love. But we are loved with a love that is so much higher and so much greater than that. And it's the agape love of God. The love that was so strong and passionate for us that he sent his son, his only begotten son, that we could fall in love with him too. Amen. So this morning, we're going to take time with worship. And as we sing, we're going to take some moments in between the songs. And if you have a testimony that you would like to share just of God's love to you, whether it's been a little thing that just has spoke volumes to you, whether it's been a scripture verse that he has just planted deep in your heart that's for you, whatever it might be, I would just ask you to just kind of be open to the Holy Spirit. I don't want you to be thinking during the songs, oh gosh, should I say anything? Should I not? Oh no, Lord, you're telling me to say something. Now I'm freaking out. Don't. Just let the Holy Spirit do what he wants to do during this time. And know that if he is pricking your heart to share your story with us, that it's to bless and benefit your brothers and sisters in Christ. And it's to glorify Jesus. And none of us, not a one of us, will judge your delivery. Amen? See, I trust that every week, that you're not going to judge me, or you're certainly not going to judge the perfect love of God by sometimes the way I mess up. So please be willing, if the Lord wants you to share something, to do that. I'm going to bring the mic to you. I'll ask if anybody has something they want to share. Raise your hands, and I'll bring the mic to you. Because we want to hear. We want to hear the goodness of God. We want to hear what he's done in your life. So we are. This is just going to be a morning of expressing our love, our gratitude to our Lord. All right? Before we sing, I just want to read to you out of 1 Corinthians 13, starting in verse 1. If I could speak in any language in heaven or on earth but didn't love others, I would only be making meaningless noise like a loud gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy and if I knew all the mysteries of the future and knew everything about everything but didn't love others, what good would I be? And if I had the gift of faith so that I could speak to a mountain and make it move, without love, I would be no good to anybody. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would be of no value whatsoever. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Love does not demand its own way. Love is not irritable, and it keeps no record of how it has been wronged. It is never glad about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Love will last forever, but prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will all disappear. Now we know only a little, and even the gift of prophecy reveals little. But when the end comes, these special gifts will all disappear. It's like this. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child does. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly, as in a poor mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything, completely, just as God knows me now. There are three things that will endure: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's thank him for what he's done.
Forever, I will never be the same. Take me in.
the death, the pain, and giving your life to us. And he's given us his name, the authority that was given to him, he gives to us. He is worthy. Worthy of every breath that we take, that we dedicate it to him, that we live for him, and we live to love him. Amen. All right. Is there anybody that's just bursting out, wants to share something that God has done for you, or a way that he has so perfectly showed his love? And Miss Vicki is ready. The rest of you may be seated for a moment.
Stepson is in the Navy, and he's been stationed in Japan for 3 years. Just here recently, they had my granddaughter, who is now 16 months old, and I got to meet her for the first time this week. They're spending the week with us, and I don't know, God knows, you know, every little inch of us. And he knew, I don't know, the doldrums were upon me or what it was, but just having that little angel, you know, come at me with her arms open like that, and, you know, no troubles anymore. And he knew that. He knew that. So, and they're there for another couple days.
Yay! Awesome. Praise God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. You know what we need right when we need it. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to share at this time? Miss Edna?
Many of you know about my brother that's had several strokes, quadruple bypasses, and he was getting worse. He couldn't talk. He hadn't been able to for a year and a half, 3 years, anywhere, somewhere in there. And I was down with the flu, but last Sunday, I wanted to come to church, but I knew I wasn't feeling like it, but I get a phone call. My brother's out the emergency room in Mount Gilead. So I jump in the car and I go out there and I'm talking to him. And he can't talk. It's hard for him to even say anything. And I went over and I kissed him on the forehead and I told him I loved him. And he started crying and he went like this, which he always does whenever we say that to him. And they said that the reason they took him out there is because when he woke up that morning, he couldn't see out of his left eye. And so they called the squad and they took him out there. And the doctor said, "We think you probably had another stroke, so we're going to send you to Riverside." So they take him to Riverside. Now, this man hasn't been able to talk for a couple years. I mean, just getting every now and then a word out. And they took him there and they ran tests and they said, "Yes, you did, you know, from your eyes, since you can't see." Doctor comes in and he said, this was the next morning after they'd run the test, the doctor come in and he says, "Mr. Malone," he says, "how about squeezing my hand? Just let me see if you have any strength." Well, he squeezed his hand. He had a little bit. And he said, "You have a birthday coming up." He said, "Can you tell me when your birthday is?" And he said, "March 3rd. And the doctor said, "Okay." He said, "How about," he said, can you count for me to 1 to 5? And he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He says, "Okay." He said, "Do you know your alphabets?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Can you go A to G?" And he said, "A, B, C, D, E, F, G." And the doctor's looking at him, and he said, "Have you been able to talk?" And he said, "No." And he said, "Let me ask you one more question." And he said, "Okay." He said, "You believe God healed you, don't you?" And he said, "Yes."
He got out that day.
No, they took him on Sunday. He got out on Monday. He was able to see. He went to my sister's because he's staying with her. And she said, "How are you feeling?" He said, "I'm hungry." And so she said she fixed him two sandwiches and a salad, and he sat there and ate it all. So he's, I mean, praise God. It's just, this has been awesome for us. So
praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody else before we go on? Anyone? It's Brenda.
We've got two things. We just had another great grandbaby. A little boy, Hunter. Kelsey, our daughter Kelsey. And also I just got back from 29 Palms, California. My daughter and I went out and spent 4 days out there to see my grandson, her son. And we just had a wonderful time. The Lord just set everything in place. We couldn't ask for a more perfect trip. And I got to see my grandson, and, oh, my gosh, Lord's working in him so mightily. It just blesses my heart. So, anyway, I just thank God we got to do that.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, team, I'm going to switch something up on us for just a minute. We'll come back to the second song, but we're going to go on to Your Great Name. Wow. He heals us physically, emotionally, gives us everything that we dream of, that we've prayed for, above and beyond. His love never fails. Amen. And the more and more that we immerse ourselves in who He is and His love for us, the more and more we walk in that love, and the more and more miracles we are going to see in our lives. Amen. Let's see, Your Great Name is done.
Lost our sin, by the way.
ask in the name of Jesus for your hand of healing, your anointing to flow through every person in this place, for every person that belongs to this place. If they are suffering in their body right now, we command sickness to go in the name of Jesus. We command strength to return, life to fill us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. And we thank you for it, and we believe it and receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Everyone said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Anybody else have a testimony at this time? It's Gloria.
You see how I get up and down here. One time, last year, twice, I had medicine that affected my bones. And one time, I could not know if I'd ever get down again on my knees here. But one time it seemed like as if it came to me, drop, as if something pushed me down, but I felt no hand. And now I get up and down much easier. And by cracky, that devil's not going to stop me from dancing and praising for the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just want to let everybody know that Dr. Gazi sends thanks for all the prayers that he has received. He is now not walking with a cane, and he's feeling a lot better. And he wanted to thank everybody.
Praise God. Praise God. Even the healers need healed, don't they? Mm-hmm. Praise God. It's Jerry. Man, I'm getting a workout this morning. This is awesome.
Really a testimony. I just wanted to praise God that, first of all, we're new grandparents. So we had a grandson 2 months ago. He was 2 months on the 7th, and he got to have his very first sleepover at Mimi's house on Friday. And it's such a joy to be a parent. I mean, there's a lot of heartache that goes along with that and some trials and tribulations, but I never realized in my wildest dreams what it was going to be like to be a grand. And I just want to praise God that that's a special place in my heart. And I really, really love being a grandparent. And I know Jake likes little babies too. So
awesome. Awesome. Knows the desires of our hearts. Hallelujah. Anybody else out here? Okay.
Well, obviously, not to put you, my husband, on the spot, but everyone knows he's coming with us, and I thank God for that, and he's doing great things. God has been using me as a willing vessel at work. I've had someone approach me earlier in the week that I had no idea even knew Jesus at one point in his life. He's been breaking down crying. He's dealing with a lot of awful, nasty things. Said he loaded his gun the other night and held it in his hands, and praise God. I kind of felt it in the spirit to pray against the suicide and the devil fighting with him, and by Friday he was feeling a lot better, and with tears in his eyes said, thank you for being a willing vessel and for praying me through this. So I'm doing my job, and it's awesome. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah. That is awesome. That is awesome. Anybody up there on the stage want to share anything? Back there in the drum kit?
I can just use this that's already stuck in front of my face. mine's a little different. Some of you have already seen on what I posted on Facebook yesterday, but you know how kids can minister to you. And you know, my girl did yesterday, because yesterday I was, you know, I had politics running through my head, and you know, Lord, this is something else. and last night I chatted with her about it for just a couple minutes or two, and I finished up with, I wonder what God thinks of all this going on. And her her reply was just perfect. You know, she's an artist. She says, oh, he's probably sitting up there thinking he already knows how it's going to work out and everything's up there. So he's probably just busy thinking out tomorrow's sunrise and what it's going to look like. And then I wake up this morning, and it's gorgeous sunshine, and the sunlight is shining through and making all the snowflakes glisten like, you know, Hollywood can't even manage to make magical scenes look like what the snow was doing this morning. And I remember all those pictures that I posted on Facebook that a lot of you saw a couple weeks ago when she took the pictures of the individual snowflakes. And then God brings to my mind the other thing that I also shared sort of a while ago, and you know, someone says, isn't it amazing that out of all of the artistry and everything that God's created, the mountains, the solar system, the snowflakes, everything, that he looked out and decided the world needed one of you two. And I just, between it all, I just find myself overwhelmed by how much, you know, God's not knotted up and locked up or concerned, or, you know, we get so caught up in our earthly things, but you know, his perspective and his artistry and his handiwork and his love for each one of us is just phenomenal. And it's amazing how he uses your kids to remind you of this stuff. So that's what I'm praising him for.
Amen. Well, with that, hold tight. If you've got a testimony, we'll get to you soon. Let's stand and let's sing to him.
Thank you.
else want to tell of his great love? His great love shows up sometimes the hardest times in life. Sometimes it's when we're willing to be still and know that he is God. When we know it's out of our control, it's out of our hands, but that he is our rescuer. He is our defender, our redeemer, the one that makes life worth living. Amen. Let's have a seat a moment.
I know everyone knows all the fight we've gone through with my dad. It's been like 5 years. But so much good has come out. I talked to some of you here because I wanted to quit drinking, and I did. And the first thing when Dad died, I thought of, because our whole family, that's what we normally did at a funeral, or when somebody died, you went out and got drunk. I don't know why, but we did. And but I didn't even think about it. It was so weird. This lady at work said, "Man, you want to go get a beer?" And I said, "No." She knew I quit drinking, but she thought I would want to for Dad. But I didn't even want it, so I know God has took it away from me. And my little brother, I didn't know, he quit drinking about almost the same time that I quit, and he's been going to AA. And it just, all the stuff that with Dad has brought all of us so close in my family. My brother's been coming to church with me, and he just got out of the hospital Friday. It's just, everything is just all happens for a reason. But if you pray for your family, you don't have to even preach to them. I never preach to anybody in my family, but they come to me. So don't have to shove it down their throat. All you have to do is just love them, and they will come. My dad was he just wasn't a loving person. I mean, he was brought up in the days where you don't say I love you, and they don't show affection, and they used to beat your kids, not beat them, but he was pretty mean to my brothers and stuff, and it was hard for my family to get close to Dad. But this summer when I stayed with Dad, and I thank God for that too, because everything just went so perfect to get him out of the nursing home, get him home. That's all he wanted to do, was go home. But I was talking to him one day, and I always gave him a kiss or a hug and told him I loved him, but he never would ever say anything. And one day he did, he said it back to me, and that's the first time ever that I can remember, even when I was little. So I've cherished that forever too.
Anybody else this time? Miss Cheryl, I want to kind of tag team off of what you just shared. My dad is just a wonderful man. It's always a good, good dad provided. And you know, we knew he loved us. He'd hug us and kiss us, very affectionate. But I'm kind of the same way. Just a couple years ago, I heard it for the first time. And that means a lot to a words of affirmation girl. But when I was in my 30s... I had a dream, and I've shared it before, but some of you maybe haven't heard it. I had a dream, and it was very, very vivid. President Bush was president at the time, and George W. And in this dream, I was a little girl, probably 11 or 12, you know, just a young girl. And I was his daughter. And he was getting off of Air Force One, and he came down the ramp and then onto the carpet area or whatever. And he turned to me, and he had tears in his eyes. And he reached out, and he just hugged me so tight. And he said, "I have missed you. I love you so much." And I could feel his tears in the dream. I felt that wetness on my face. I remember feeling it. And I woke up shortly after that. I woke up in my bed, and I was like, wow, what was that all? What was that all about? And God just kind of nudged me to just get up and write the dream down. So I did. I went downstairs to our living room, and I wrote it all out in a booklet. And as I was writing, he revealed to me what the dream meant. And he said, "President Bush represents the highest authority in your land, the highest office in your land." He said, "I am the highest office in the universe. And I want you to know that I love you, and I've missed being with you." And at that time, you know, we were busy with the church and busy raising children, and, you know, just my mind was full of lots of things going on in my life, and I know I had put just my personal time with God on the back burner some. And the love I felt at that moment shattered anything that the enemy had ever tried to say to me, that you're not worthy to be loved. You are such a screw up that, you know, nobody, especially God, you know, can't be fully pleased with you. And that dream just, that moment in time, it just took that all away. Now, I've done some really stupid things since then. I've said things I've regretted and all that, but I so quickly can feel the love, the, you know, when I ask forgiveness, it's for my own good. I know in my heart he's already taken care of it, that he is pleased. He is so pleased with me, and it's not because of me or how well I'm doing. It's because of Jesus, because of the blood that he shed, because of the righteousness that he's given me, because I'm a daughter of the Most High God. And that is who we are. We are daughters, we are sons of the Most High God, cherished beyond anything we can imagine, and far beyond anything that any human person in our life, be it our parents, be it our spouse, be it our boyfriend, girlfriend, brothers, sisters, we'll all fail each other from time to time just because we are flawed. But your value must always, always be established on who he is and what he thinks about you. We have a heavenly Father. We have a Savior who loves us, a groom that is coming for us, his bride. And we have the Holy Spirit who is ever with us, never leaves us, but leads us on into his glory. Is there anybody else that would like to share at this time? Barbie, does Junior Church want to go and just stay? Okay. All right. Let's sing Never Once.
Kneeling on this battleground.
have a testimony particularly about God's faithfulness.
I just want to thank God that a year ago I never knew I was going to be marrying the man of my dreams this year that I prayed for so long. And now I have the dream job that I wanted. And we're so worried about finding a place to live, but we actually found one that was going to be cheaper. And, I mean, I'm just so thankful for everything that he's done for us.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
And it sort of takes right off of that. You know, the things that we worry about in life, and it's all usually right up in our own brain housing unit, as Pastor says, that we get all whacked out and start worrying about it and thinking about it, and then by the time we get to it, God's already set things up and already fixed things and already done those things for me. And he did more of those this week for me, and things work out better than I could have even thought or imagined. And so I praise God for that. And hopefully, if I keep getting older, I will learn that lesson. And trust. It just makes it easier to trust him as you do that, as he does that for you. So I thank you for those things, even the little things. So.
You're definitely getting older, Mr. Phil. I've got the microphone. I've got the microphone. Yes, yes. Pastor Art isn't here, and being, you know, one with him, I felt that just, I was possessed by him for a moment. Right. Okay. Sorry. I'm kidding. But praise God. Did I see a hand go back? There, no.
I just have to say, God's been very, very faithful. I've known the Lord for a long time. I've struggled a lot with when things would get bad, I would run away. The addiction to drugs has been taken away, God's faithfulness. You talk about it, and I can share it now with everybody, and I praise God that it's gone. It'll be a year in June that I stepped off of the edge of the pool. I've shared this with Angela, that I was afraid to take that leap into my father's arms. And he said, it's okay, I have you. God has provided for me. I was so afraid that, what am I going to do? What am I going to do without my spouse's income? What am I going to do if something goes wrong? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And when I took that faith jump into his arms, God has provided for me with everything that I need. I might not have everything I want, but I have everything that I need. I have a great job. I have a roof over my head. I have a vehicle to drive. I have gas to put in it. I just praise God that his faithfulness, when I stepped off the edge of that pool and then jumped into his arms, he was there and caught me. He said he would be, and he was. He's been there throughout my whole life, the struggles, but I know that when I start to worry about tomorrow, he's already there. He's already there 5 years from now. He's already there. And if I take my steps with him today and follow his direction, I'm going to fall on my face. I know I will. But he's there to pick me up. He loves me unconditionally. Today's about love, and it's God's love in us that we need to show everyone.
Amen. 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 Anybody else?
You know, we all live clear here. My dad lives in Grove City, and I was worried about that, and I'm not worried now. Just like it just took everything away, and I know everything's going to be all right. So just keep us in your prayers. I know Rick's
Rick's the executor, and he's kind of quit. He can't think about nothing but getting healed all the way first before that. But it just took her testimony just took that off of me right then when she said that. So thank you.
Hallelujah. The word says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And, you know, times like this are precious when we can hear, hey, I'm not the only one dealing with this type of situation, or I'm not the only one who's dealt with that. God is big enough for all of it. He is able and willing. And I think that willing part is the part that we have to reassure ourselves through His word, His covenant promise to provide, to do and be everything that word says that He is. He is that for each of us. He is willing. He's able. All right, we've got one more song. Does anybody want to testify before that one more song?
I'm not sure what to say, but it's love and we're talking about. And most of you know, but some of you might not know, that my grandmother just passed away this last week. And she was 91. She was an amazing, ornery, stubborn, and amazing. She had no trouble showing that she loved her sons and that she loved her grandkids. She had a little trouble showing that she loved her daughter-in-laws, but that's just because nobody was good enough for her sons. But she was a beautiful woman. Most would say probably not outside, but I thought she was. But that's probably just because the beauty shined out from the love that was in her. I know this because I saw her in her casket. She wasn't quite as pretty as I remember. And that's because there was no love in her eyes looking back at me. She went home. And death used to be real hard to deal with for me. But as I get older, I realize as long as they know the Lord, it's not that big a deal. I mean, I'll miss her. But I'll get to see her again. And she's doing a whole lot better than I am now, even though she's 91. We just had the funeral, and there was, I don't know how many people, I'm going to say a good 100. The majority were family. And we all got together afterwards. And thank you very much for what you did. But we all got together afterwards. And my family is this huge conglomeration of people of every scale, size, and type. Rough-looking people to wimpy-looking people to anything in between. But I tell you what, when you get that many people together with a good portion of them saved, there's a lot of love that's shared. Makes things easier. Got to see family we hadn't seen in years. And my grandmother's funeral was actually happy. And we were all sad to see her go. But I tell you what, out of 7 uncles, or 6 uncles and my dad, 5 of them got up to speak, and every single one of them preached. And my dad got up. He was kind of the spokesperson. He said, he's always felt he was called to the ministry, or always wanted to be part of the ministry. And God was showing, he said, God has recently showed him that he's maybe not called to be the pastor of a church. But he said, take a look around and see what's happened. My grandmother had 7 sons. And from those 7 sons, she had 50-some grandkids. And from those 50-some grandkids, she had, I believe they said, 140-some great-grandkids. And there's already a handful of 4 or 5 great-great-grandkids. And my dad said it was from a little drop. My grandpa and her. That a raging river has started. And he challenged each one of my uncles. That raging river is their church, their responsibility to let them know. So, and I looked around, and a good portion of us were saved. and I believe others will be. And like I said, I always knew there was love in my grandmother because she didn't have a problem showing it. That's one thing I'll miss is hearing my grandma say, I love you, and giving her a hug when I leave. But it did open my eyes when everybody got together to see how much that love spread to everybody else and how much they were able to show it. And that one word of the song, part of that one song says that something about his love never going away or being taken away. And that's the same with our love for everybody else. There's nobody that can take your love away for someone else except for you. So if you choose to love a person, no matter how bad they are, no matter how much you disagree with them, nobody can take that love away except for you, no matter what they do. So God bless.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Anybody else? All right. Let's go. Wow. This has been precious. Thanks for coming out on this frigid Valentine's Day morning. I know that it really wasn't that big of a question in anybody's mind when you woke up this morning. And I know the reason of that is because you are passionate, hot for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know of his love. And like Rob said, let's go share it. Whatever our area of influence is, our world, let's take it there this week. Miss Maggie told us just how to do it. Be led by the Holy Spirit. We can ask him for opportunities and just let him do what he does best. Amen. Let's love. And let's know that God is enough for all that we need. Let's sing it.
You satisfy me with your love. enough for me. You're enough, you're enough, you're enough for me.
We've just got a couple more things here before we're dismissed. If any of you strong, abled young men would be able to stick around for a few minutes, we are going to clear the sanctuary of the chairs and we're going to stack them out in the hallway between here and the conference center. Yes, Mr. Bill.
If I could just have them stack them up in front of the chairs.
Okay. Tens. Okay. So I guess anybody can stack if you want to. I just didn't want, you know, Miss Gloria trying to drag 10 chairs out to the hall. Okay, awesome. All right, so we'll do that as we're dismissed. And let's bless the tithe and offering this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for your provision. You are more than enough, and you prove yourself over and over and over to us. Thank you for the covenant that we have in tithing. Thank you for the principle of sowing and reaping, and that we can never outgive you, Lord. You are so faithful. Lord, I ask you to bless these gifts today in the name of Jesus. Bless them to those who have given in faith. And Lord, I just ask you also to bless this congregation this week. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over them, and I thank you, Lord, that you are leading and guiding each and every one of us in every endeavor that you call us to. Help us to have ears to hear your Holy Spirit, that we would be sensitive to what you'd have us do, and we thank you that you always give us the power to do your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Happy Valentine's Day. Love you all.